Concerns about the impact of Ebola on vulnerable populations in Liberia have now been confirmed in a new report released today by FAO. According to the initial results of assessments conducted in the north of the country, agricultural production in the worst affected communities has decreased dramatically. Alexis Bont is the ad interim FAO representative in Liberia, and he joins me on the phone now from Monrovia to tell us more about the implications of these issues. Mr. Bont, thank you for joining me.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for the discussion we will have.
Firstly, were you a part of the mission that went north? What is the general mood and feeling on the ground?
Yes, in fact, just 2 days after my arrival in the country, I suggested to three of the national colleagues to go together to these most affected areas, which is the county of Lofa, and that's the county where most of the people have been dying in the first week. So we went there, and we also visited two other towns, Foya and Barkedi, and both of them are close to the border, so it's an area where you have a lot of, where you had a lot of traffic coming from the other countries. And specifically for Barkedi, that's a city where MSF told me that 100% of the population has been in contact with an affected person.
What have you observed happening in the markets?
In the market, we have not observed a lot because all the market has been closed by the local authorities with a good reason to avoid that people will meet and take risk of shaking hands and hugging and so on. So in the market, not what you see, it's empty markets with a lot of grass where normally you don't have grass because the people are walking there. So they are completely empty. But the good news, because we have seen the cases of patients in the Ebola treating center decreasing a bit, now the authorities last week in Vonjama agreed to resume the first weekly market. So now we go back to a normal kind of life, and maybe the trade and the markets will reopen progressively, and that will facilitate the movement of cash and also for the women to make sure they can buy and sell the food for their families. I went myself because I wanted also to get a direct understanding of what is happening. There was a lot of contradictory information about food security.
In what sense was there contradictory information?
Some people say that the situation is still normal. People will harvest in few months. And other people were saying that the population had completely abandoned their fields and there would be no harvest at all and a major crisis in the food security. So when you have this kind of contradiction in the discussion, I really wanted to go by myself, the colleagues, the national colleagues, and have a clear understanding of the situation.
How was the assessment conducted, actually?
So we went there for 4 days and we discussed with over 50 persons, of course, including farmers, women associations, county authorities, and colleagues from the Ministry of Agriculture who are based in that area. All of us, we have estimated that there will be a reduction in the production between 10% to 25% in the most affected areas. With the discussion we had, we understood that during several weeks, the population didn't go to the field because they were so afraid, so scared by the disease that they were thinking at the end that maybe the disease may come from the field. In fact, at the beginning of the epidemic, they didn't know anything about the epidemic. So they were looking at the neighbors. One day, the neighbor has a fever. 3 days after, he starts bleeding. And a week later, the person dies. And that was the same for neighbors, friends, and, of course, including relatives. So people were so scared and in such a despair that they had no enthusiasm to go to the field and to attend the production.
So how is that going to affect the upcoming year for these communities and the country as a whole?
In fact, there will be two phases of negative impact. The first now, which is right now, it's a problem of lack of cash for the families. Now, for limiting the spread of the epidemic, the authority decided to restrict the movement of the population, the movement in the transport and the market. So there was no business in the rural areas. So that means no way, especially for the women, to buy and sell. No way to make income generating activities. So in the families now, they've spent all their capital and there is almost nothing, while at the same time, you have an increase in the price of the food, the fuel, and other services. For example, we discussed with the women association, and there are more or less 500 women associations in that county, in Lofa, and most of them, they've developed what they call the SUSU, which is a saving and loan scheme, and they've been working on that for years. Now, because of this lack of cash and the capacity to pay back their loan, most of these susu, they have been completely depleted. So this is years and years of development that has been completely, let's say, destroyed by the epidemic. That will have a very serious effect on the capacity to access food for a lot of the population now. But hopefully now we should have the harvest with a bit of reduction, but still harvest within 1 or 2 months, and the situation will improve a bit. But you understand that this combination of the reduction in production and the lack of cash in the families, that give us a prospect which is not very optimistic, especially if there is no immediate assistance in terms of cash transfer, food aid, but also we have to promote the production of vegetables and rice during dry season in what we call the lowlands, where we still have a bit of humidity in the soil.
So it looks like there's a very small window of opportunity to kind of help boost things back up again. What is FAO's planned response?
Now we will have a focus on supporting women association. You will understand that it's difficult to target the people because of the contagious aspect of the epidemic. So we agree with the women association that they may be our main channel for implementing the project. So a key implementation modality would be to sign financial agreements with these women associations for them to continue the awareness on the Ebola disease, but also to manage the food and feed production. So the income that they will earn through this financial agreement, this money will be used first to cover basic needs, the food, health, etc., but also will be invested to replenish the capital of their saving and loan schemes.
And what are the biggest challenges that you face?
The biggest challenge is that the needs are very important. And of course, most of the donors have a special attention on the health issue, which we all understand is the priority. But we should not forget that health also integrates the food security. And the challenge we will have is to convince the donors and the partners that there will be no health without food security. And that also the rural women can play a key role in maintaining this awareness for long term. As we know, and even a woman explained us that when Ebola is finished, it's never finished. And they said that the only way to maintain the awareness is to work with women associations at the village level. And again, we will count a lot on the women to make sure we can assist the entire population.